The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday Night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
WrestleMania week is upon us. It feels like only yesterday was the Royal Rumble, but now we are 6 days away from WrestleMania, the grandest stage of them all. The two-night event that will not be stupendous. It's just the biggest WrestleMania of them all until the next one. This is WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Game. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, just like It's Effing Glitch did right before we hit the button to come live. Just hit the button. You can also use Critical Rock Sock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. Joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
Alright, everyone, buckle in. It's the start of WrestleMania. Literally, it's probably starting here soon.
It really, really is. And since we are on the road to WrestleMania, we got to bring everybody on board. Big surprises, big guests, including Keishi Matsunaga.
He's out of practice.
He's out of practice. Maybe he'll...
He's on mute.
Once again, Keishi Matsunaga!
Alright, we're going to try this again. The WrestleMania surprise known as Keishi Matsunaga.
I feel like this is that trope, like, when they have to play the entrance music, like, 2, 3, 4 times for them to actually come out.
That was a good intro for him, and he just... Alright, there's a blue with a good intro for Keishi. We have Tim Stein. And Tim doesn't say anything either. So there you go.
No, I was pulling a Keishi Matsunaga. Sorry.
I'll just say
good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Go Home edition of WTR Sunday Night on the road to WrestleMania, the greatest, grandest WrestleMania of all times, all the times.
Until the next one.
And I'd like to just take this moment to welcome aboard. Surprise guest host Keishi Matsunaga.
Hello. There we go.
There it is.
For some reason, yeah, I had to turn it off and on again because I don't come here on Sundays and my computer got confused.
Okay, Rock, I just want you to realize it took the Canadian to introduce him.
Yeah, I know.
But it's like
Yeah. One little update and then a restart. Yeah.
Yeah. Discord. Woo. Fancy things.
That's what I get for not checking things early, because I was basically out of the house until 5 minutes before we started.
There you go.
Meanwhile.
Same.
And Tim says meanwhile doesn't say anything after meanwhile. So everybody, we got two nights of WrestleMania to get into. I think we counted last night 13 matches.
Yep.
Yeah, over two nights, though, right?
Over two nights.
The funny thing is there's three matches that are actually placed on the card, and 10 where we have no clue.
Nine.
We'll probably get the rundown tomorrow.
Nine, we have no clue, because there's three on one day and one on the other. We have four.
Oh, was there three on one day? I thought there was only...
Apparently, we've confirmed a third for Saturday. We've confirmed a third, but we have one confirmed for Sunday. So...
Yeah, we'll get into that.
What did you confirm?
No, someone else confirmed. It's just on.
Sources have told me that we have three matches confirmed for Saturday and one for Sunday. That's what sources say. Brent likes sources.
I heard a rumor.
I hate the sources.
Why do you hate the sources?
Because the sources suck.
Why do they suck?
They just suck.
Is that true? You really think so?
Yes.
I thought they bring all the good information.
No, they don't.
Tim heard a rumor. What's the rumor, Tim?
Awesome.
Awesome. we're going to no-sell the joke a second time. Anyway, we're going to get into the show.
I passed on my problems to Tim.
Oh, this is great. It's going well. I just want to, let's get into the card. Tim had
a
joke.
Go.
The only one that's not having issues. This is fantastic.
This is fantastic.
Hi, guys.
Give it time.
Hi, Tim. Welcome back to the show.
How you doing?
Doing great. We're going. So we.
You know, I heard a rumor.
You've heard a rumor. What was the rumor?
That there was one match confirmed for Saturday and three for Sunday.
That's what sources say.
And everything else is speculation.
You can always trust the source.
Until tomorrow and Friday.
Trust the source. Anyway.
I trust pizza.
Always trust the source. Anyway, we got matches to get into, and we're going to start with the biggest and best of them all. It is the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship on the line, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. Yes, we're starting with this first.
Jesus, okay.
Let's get the big one out of the way. Is this the end of the Roman era in WWE? Will Cody Rhodes slay Roman Reigns?
Thoughts? Do I have a feeling that they're going to split the belts?
Because you've been on the internet and people have said, oh my God, they're splitting the belts.
But actually, I haven't read any of that.
It's been on the internet for 3 months.
I've been too busy working.
Everyone is going, oh my God, they're going to split the titles.
Are they going to split the titles?
Maybe. Who knows? Not on.
I doubt they do it at WrestleMania, though.
It'll be after WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, if they weren't going to split the belts again at some point, Roman wouldn't be carrying around two belts still. That's what I think anyway. They would have put it together to one belt that's half red, half blue, maybe a camouflage motif on the leather, but instead they kept them separately and they make him carry it on the plane and off the plane and on the plane.
Why a camouflage motif on the leather?
What? So that you can mix the red and the blue together and make it pop, and so they can sell a new variation of the title belt.
Because Burberry was taken.
Yeah, I don't understand wearing camouflage. You know, like when the countries go to war, all the soldiers are in camouflage. I say wear bright colors, stand out. I mean, seriously, if you're going to fight, clash!
So let's get to the match itself.
Sure.
Robin Williams says it, and you guys laugh your asses off.
That's because he has better inflection.
Delivery timing.
Yes, all of that.
Oh, shut up.
I think Cody's going to win.
Why?
Because, I don't know. My gut tells me Cody.
I think Cody needs to win.
Yeah, because if he doesn't, after all of this buildup, then what do they do with him?
I don't even think it's just that. I think it's the fact of Roman has run through everybody that is a top contender. Everybody.
Some twice.
Yeah, some of them twice. Kevin a couple of times. You've already, if you were going to take the belt off of him with a good story, you would have done it in February.
Yeah, yes. Well, technically, Kevin already beat him during COVID lockdown.
They just couldn't get the handcuff off of Roman fast enough. But Roman has gone through. He hasn't been pinned for, what was it, like over a year now?
He has not been pinned since 2019.
There we go. 3 or 4 years now. He's been champion, you know, longer than God. He hasn't hit the 1,000-day mark yet, and I've heard the things of like, oh, they want to try and get him to 1,000. If he wins past WrestleMania, you really run the risk of people not caring. Because I think right now people are invested in Cody because it's, ooh, Cody is right there. You know, this could be the real chance to get the belts off of Roman. This could be the chance to, like, start to mix things up with the top card. You know, you could really start with the breakup of the Bloodline storyline because Cody has hinted at it that, yeah, Jimmy is just, you know, he's not supporting him. He's just waiting and will leave him. Everyone will leave Roman. And plus, we've talked about it before, if Cody wins, that sets a really good mark for certain people who may have contracts coming up with other places and can see, huh, he went over there, and rather than, you know, in the old days, be punished and be like, oh yeah, we're going to put you back as Stardust and we're going to have you in the mid card and you're going to have to prove yourself. He's come in as a legitimate star and is being elevated as such. And if he wins the belt, the top prize, the thing that he's always wanted, it shows that if you leave a company and want to come to WWE and you've established yourself, there's a chance for you, especially in this new regime.
Yep.
And if Cody loses, that it doesn't necessarily take a hit, but it's also like, okay, Cody got his shot, couldn't win, now what?
Yeah, unless they bring in some, like, magical big name for the Monday Night Raw after, but I think they can do that anyway and have Cody as the champ.
Is there anyone bigger than Cody Rhodes right now?
In the company?
I don't think so. From outside the company.
I guess that depends on what type of fan you are.
But to the masses, Cody would be the bigger star no matter who you bring in.
Absolutely.
How big a deal would it be if, just to say shits and giggles, he was available to re-sign with WWE? Dean Ambrose coming in.
He won't, though.
No, I'm just for the sake of argument. Talk it out.
For the record, Moxley just recently re-signed a multi-year deal with AEW, so...
But in an alternate universe where he decided that he wanted to go back to the company...
This is what I'm saying.
I guess it would depend on... I don't know. That would depend on a lot of stuff. Like, it would depend on, honestly, what happens on his debut. Because you'd be able to tell right away how invested they would be in him based on how he comes back.
I could... see a complete storyline, let's just say, for argument's sake, in this alternate Marvel universe, multiverse, Roman retains, the match is going to be on Sundays, Roman retains Sunday, comes to Raw Monday, and, you know, does the whole thing, you know, acknowledge me, and I'm the winner, and boom, 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 and all of a sudden, the old Shield music hits without the spoken intro, and out walks Dean Ambrose.
You don't think they would use Dean Ambrose's entrance music instead?
I'm actually playing up on the history with that idea, with him coming out to that Shield music, which Roman retained when the Shield first broke up for a little while.
Yeah.
Before he got the whole, you know, hymnal shit. Tying into the history thing right then and there, can you not plot out a complete storyline between Dean Ambrose, Moxley as Ambrose, and Roman Reigns?
Oh yeah, I think so. But it would be a good story. I don't know if it would be a good enough story where Dean Ambrose would beat Roman Reigns.
It's not the story anyone would want to tell. Even it's not feasible. And two, Cody would still be bigger than a WWE booked Dean Ambrose, especially to the masses.
Basically making a short story long.
It's not a...
Tying into what you said, Rock, what absolutely huge name out there could come in.
There are names, but they're not bigger than what they already have. Are they big names in wrestling? Yeah.
No, not bigger than what they have. That's what you were targeting.
That's my point. A Jay White is not bigger than Cody Rhodes. A
nope.
hypothetical Kenny Omega is not bigger than Cody Rhodes.
A Dean Ambrose return is not bigger than Cody Rhodes. At this point in time, nobody is.
So it makes more sense to put the belt on Cody.
On Cody.
Okay. Don't know why we spent 5 minutes on Dean Ambrose, but here we are.
Making a point, and some people got it.
Okay. So, would it be a mistake for Roman to retain?
I think it would, because who know, like, there's nowhere else to go after that. Unless he's going to, like, come out on Monday and retire the champ.
Well, look at it. How many times has he run the circuit as champ?
He's gone,
I don't know.
He's gone around and around and around as champion.
Yeah, how many laps around the locker room has he done in total?
Enough.
Like six. Since
sure.
He's held both belts. Exactly what you said. There's nowhere else to go.
So you're
it
going.
It doesn't make sense for him to retain.
So you're going Cody.
Yeah.
Casey's going.
Cody.
Brent's going Roman, right?
Hell no.
Why not? Why not? Tell me why you're not going Roman.
I've spelled it out before. Cody winning sets you up with a lot more storylines coming out of this. Unless your one story that you could tell if Roman retained is that what Cody says comes true and Jay turns. And he is the one ultimately to take the belt off of Roman. However, I don't think that does the company a lot of favors.
No.
Because, don't get me wrong, if Jay were to get singles gold, would it be deserved? Yes, he has put in a lot of work. He's many accolades as a tag team wrestler. He was the first kind of real opponent for Roman after he got the belt from Braun and Bray and what started the whole bloodline thing. But I feel like you can still tell Jay and Roman without the belt. Essentially, Cody needs it here. The way that WrestleMania needs to end is with Cody holding those belts. And if you want to, I mean, the lasting image is going to be Cody holding the belts with the pyro and the celebration. But
I seriously think WWE needs Cody to win more than Cody needs the belts.
But I want a camera shot of the look on Roman's face when he loses. And I want to see the look on Paul Heyman's face, because that's where you're going to see the cracks starting to form. That's where the next story for Roman takes place, is what happens after he's been the dominant champion for as long as he has, and he loses it at WrestleMania. What now?
Cody winning gives you the ultimate reset button of everything in WWE in the main event picture.
And it has been said that Triple H wants to do some kind of a reset at WrestleMania. So.
Brent's officially going.
Cody.
WWE plans on showcasing some men's tag team action. We have Braun Strowman and Ricochet taking on the Street Profits, taking on the Alpha Academy, taking on the Viking Raiders. Which team will come out on top in this showcase tag team showdown?
Knowing WWE, it'll be the Viking Raiders.
Is that your pick?
I want to see this. Well, I'm a big fan of Street Profits, so my bias pick would be the Profits.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Casey?
My thoughts are Chad Gable ends up going it alone. That's all. That's all I've really thought of so far.
Okay.
I haven't really. I don't know. As far as I don't think they're gonna go with Braun and Ricochet. And obviously, if I say Chad Gable's gonna end up being in there by himself, they're not gonna go with him either. So it'll be something, but it'll be either the Profits or the Viking Raiders. Neither team is really getting like a big push either way. So I guess this would be the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or this would be the time to do it. Like, yeah, I don't know. Braun and Ricochet, like, yes, they're working well together right now, but they just seem like kind of like a stuck together team. They're not doing a whole lot behind the scenes to build them together, aside from, you know, what they did on SmackDown being like, oh, we're both bald and we'll beat you up, Street Profits. I don't think there isn't enough there for me to believe that they'll win.
So your team to win is?
I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick the Street Profits.
Okay. Brent, what are your thoughts?
I'll tell you who I'm not going to take in this match, and that is the Street Profits.
Why not?
Because I think this is where you're going to start to see Montez Ford get his shine, and maybe they start to go singles routes. If you have this kind of showcase match, you can have the Street Profits perform well. You can have Ricochet and Braun doing stuff. Ricochet and Montez together is just going to be at least one spot that we're all going to go holy shit about. Viking Raiders are going to just club people. Chad Gable is going to look around and wonder where his big guy is, and Otis is in the back getting a petty or mani pedi, and you know,
put cucumbers on his eyes,
getting a skincare treatment. But with this, I mean, if the Street Profits do win, cool. If Ron and Ricochet win, fine. I think this match is going to start to set up who's going to be the next challenger for those belts, and I think we may see some different people holding some belts. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Street Profits could be a good first contender, but I don't know. Like I said, I think I could see something happen where either Dawkins accidentally does something and Montez is just like, what the hell? Or, because also, Rock, remind me, isn't there a show coming out soon?
The Hulu show?
The one that will feature at least one of the Street Profits and his wife?
Oh, that's not for a few more months.
Okay.
They just started filming it, I think.
And I just think, like, I can see Montez being intense. I just don't see him turning heel.
Okay.
I can see Dawkins doing it, because also if you do have that show, you probably want Montez to be somewhat likable.
But do they have to break up like that? Can't they just...
They could do the New Day thing, as we've talked about, and, you know, just happen to be like, yo, I'm going to go challenge for this. We're still cool, right?
I like that better, but...
Yeah, that could absolutely happen.
You do you, Doug.
What I think could be really interesting is if either Braun or Ricochet win or the Viking Raiders win, that would be a good first contender for the championships outside of WrestleMania.
Yes.
Because with Braun, you've got really big, powerful guy, and you've got speed and agility in Ricochet going up against either the Usos or Owens and Zayn. And with the Viking Raiders, you've got just speed and size in both guys, as well as, you know, a history of good tag team wrestling. And I would love to see that.
So you're going with?
I'll go with Braun and Ricochet, because I think Braun has proved that he can win with anybody, whether it be a 10-year-old or Ricochet, and he kind of leveled up his tag team partner for this WrestleMania.
I thought the kid was 8 years old.
Whatever. He's probably now in high school, and Braun can, you know, at least get someone that can go drinking with him after the show.
So, that's a showcase of the tag teams. Now let's talk about the tag team titles. Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
The perfect end of the entire story between these guys.
Okay.
Just visualizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, letting Zayn and Owens beat the Usos and having the bloodline literally wiped out over two nights is what you're looking at, potentially.
Potentially.
Having all titles change opens things right up storyline-wise, injects new blood into WWE. Whether or not it happens, Owens and Zayn winning would be the right choice, in my opinion.
Do you agree with that opinion, Casey?
Well, the nice thing about having Owens and Zayn challenge the Usos for the titles, as the Usos are technically now the longest reigning tag team champions in the history of the WWE, which means, like Roman, they've run through everybody. Putting Zayn and Owens together as a tag team they've never seen before. Having Zayn and Owens as a tag team with their history will basically put them almost at the same sort of level of tag team that the Usos are, because, well, I mean, they're basically wrestling brothers versus Usos being brothers.
Versus brothers by blood.
Yeah. So, like, putting them against each other makes all sorts of sense for this night. It's not necessarily the story that the fans wanted to happen, but at least it's a justified reason to put them together. It's always weird because in the past, WWE has never done that many title changes in one night. So, like, there's a part of me that is skeptical that Zayn and Owens will win, but at the same time, it's what should happen.
Should it happen, Brent?
Yes.
Why?
As part of the Bloodline storyline. Again, with Roman losing... I mean, you can do the... We've talked about it before in terms of Roman losing the belt, but the Usos having the belts would completely invert the power dynamic.
Yeah, that's that's where I'm like... That's where I'm waffling on, like, do they do that? Or... Because, I mean, that would definitely help with the like, what is it? The self-destruction of the Bloodline. But I don't know if that makes... If that's as good as an idea long-term.
Now, like, in terms of that Bloodline storyline, would that help it? Absolutely. My question is, Sami Zayn would lose twice on back-to-back pay-per-views against the Bloodline when he's one of the hottest people. Is that what you want to see?
Absolutely. That would be that's a waste of a babyface turn. Really, yeah. It is.
Well, and just like, you know, a feud with Roman and Jay doesn't need the world title. The dissolving of the Bloodline doesn't need the tag team titles in order for it to happen either. So you might as well give it to Zayn and Owens. They become a tag team that has, you know, the closest we got to that was when they were feuding with Daniel Bryan and not actually wrestling a lot of tag teams. So that's a fresh tag team to run through all of the tag teams on both Raw and SmackDown. And you can still have your big Bloodline fallout and not have the titles.
Plus, you have that dynamic of Kevin and Sammy have come together for this thing, but we always know there's something there between them. And it takes one little tick could completely implode the situation.
Oh, and they teased that a little bit on Friday, too.
Yeah.
For the KO show, when after Sammy came out there and Kevin was like, that's how you wanted this, right? So, like, it's nice that they're still kind of, like, throwing in that, like, even though, you know, we're brothers and we've been up and down the roads together, there's still that, like, bit of, like, contention or rivalry or competition between the two of them, whether it's supposed to be there or not. It was a good touch.
They're brothers, in a sense.
Yeah.
They're gonna get along, they're gonna fight, they're gonna do all of that stuff. And you can always, you know, depending upon, you can always go to camp Sammy and Kevin because they're just good, and there's always emotion between them. So, you have that sitting there. But I think from an absolute overall emotional standpoint, I think Sammy and Kevin need this. And the company needs to have that moment as well of, like, these two guys who have been battling the Bloodline. Kevin's for what? Over a year and a half now?
Yeah.
Sammy, who was part of it and then kicked out of it and now wants to get the ultimate retribution. The moment of them winning the titles and driving that wedge into the Bloodline would be the better outcome, in my opinion.
All right, let's go around the table. Tim, who you went? Who you got?
I'm doing Sammy and Kevin Owens.
Casey, you got?
I'm going to pick Kevin and Sammy.
Oh, sure. Make it different.
Brent.
Of course.
I'm going the Canadian brothers.
It's unanimous.
The maple syrup connection.
Hey, don't they make maple syrup in, like, Connecticut or Vermont or whatever?
The Moose and Mountie connection.
No, the Poutine connection. They're both from Quebec.
We're just going to call them Tim Hortons.
No.
Double-double.
I'd take double-double. That's funny. I was also leaning, like, Team Tabernacle, but there's some people in Quebec that may get offended.
Well, I don't know if the people in Quebec would get offended with Team Tabernacle, but the parents would not be happy.
Okay. if Sammy and Kevin win, when they come out on Monday, can we please get a playing of All American Boys, you know, being from Quebec? Nice throwback.
Moving on. The next matchup we're going to discuss is the Battle of the Mysterios. Rey versus Dominic.
Eddie is watching this match and laughing.
Why?
Because he fought for Dominic on a pole before, and we were all, he was proven right.
Was he?
Well, let's put it this way. Dom may have some Mysterio blood, but he doesn't want to be a Mysterio.
No?
I think he wants to be the Mysterio, not a Mysterio.
Yeah. True. The way he was yelling at mom and sis, I mean.
Oh boy. I mean, we all knew that's where it was going to happen.
Yeah. As soon as he went backstage and was just like, I'm sorry, mom. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He probably did that before the show too. Like, listen, I know I'm going to say things. I don't mean it. I'm sorry. I don't mean it. I'm sorry. Don't take your slipper off, mom.
Don't take your chancla off. Aaliyah, don't look at me like that. You had the storyline before, okay?
Yeah.
So the match.
See, this is funny because we all kind of knew this match was going to happen, but at the same time, it didn't feel like this match was going to happen because I don't think Rey truly wanted it for a while.
Like,
and I don't mean the story. I don't mean, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to fight my son. I mean, I think he really is just like, I don't know if I want to do this. Unless this could be Rey's swan song. He's going into the hall.
Yep.
I'm kind of thinking that that's his retirement match is putting his kid over.
And they still have one more Raw and or SmackDown to set that up.
They do.
And I mean, if you want to, if Dom wants to be over as a heel, you can't get more hated than possibly retiring your father. Your storied father. People already hate his ass. If it so happens that, like, he beats Rey and this is Rey's last match, kind of like what happened with Baron and Kurt, people are going to let him have it.
It will shoot him into the stratosphere of being hated.
So do we have Dom going over?
That's a tough call, to tell you the truth.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
Okay, Keish's on record with Dominic going over.
I'll agree with Keish.
I think Rey has his moment the night before when he gets that hall, when he goes into the hall, he's going to have that moment of like, yep, this has been a really good career, you know, Conan's inducting him, all of that. And then he can retire thanks to Dom. And then you have, if you want, after this, you continue what's been happening on SmackDown and you have Santos fighting Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
For kind of that luchador kind of mantle or respect.
Okay. So that's the Battle of the Mysterios. So from one family drama to one match featuring two men just going to beat the ever-living crap out of each other in a short period of time, Brock Lesnar and Omos.
Okay, hang on. Keishi, how would you describe this match?
Two. Big, beefy men smacking meat.
There we go. If there was one way to describe it, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just the connotations.
Will this be a 5-star classic?
No!
Hell no!
It'll be a less than 5-minute classic.
You will have Omos throw Brock around. The big story is, will Brock get Omos for the German?
I don't think it's the German that is.
Oh no, they'll build to the other spot, but I think the first hope spot of this match, because you'll have Brock trying to attack Omos, and I think Omos will start to throw him around. Brock can hit that German,
yeah,
then everyone starts going, oh, okay, here we go.
Well, I mean, the other side of that is because you could have like Brock just like exploding from the get go, and like hitting Omos with a couple of Germans and having Omos just kind of get up and be like, okay. Because as far as like...
No selling them.
Yeah, and with how this kind of is set up with Omos being this big, slow, lumbering giant of a man, and Brock Lesnar, the way that they've kind of been positioning him in this little build. I think he's coming out of the gates hot.
Okay. So who you got, Brent?
This one honestly is tough for me.
I'm with you.
Because if Brock wins, Almost is just kind of there. Almost beats Brock. Not that this is, you know, beating Taker's streak or anything, but Almost beating Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania does something to move Almost forward. And Lesnar can eat a loss because, remember, he basically, you know, punked his way out of, punked his way out of the losing to Bobby Lashley, essentially. So at least in my opinion, I'm going to go out on a limb, Almost.
Cage?
Yeah, Almost winning does more for the brand than Brock winning. So I'm also going to pick Omos.
Tim.
Well, Brock has, in the last couple of years, proven that he's more than happy and willing to do the job one way or the other to get his opponent over. And every time Brock loses through a pinfall or a DQ or whatever reason, it elevates or has elevated his opponents. And at this point in time, Brock doesn't need to win. But saying that, I see this match being a DQ in favor of Omos.
So Omos via DQ is Tim's pick. We move on to Hell in a Cell.
Do that again.
No.
So if Omos wins by pinfall, then Tim's wrong. He added the condition.
You keep track of the books.
Okay.
It's Edge and Finn Balor inside the cell. Thoughts?
I don't think this match needs the demon, though they've talked about it.
Well, Edge called the demon out.
Well, it was Finn who mentioned the demon first.
Finn alluded to it, but Edge called him out. I don't think we'll see the demon.
Then you're going to have a lot of people disappointed.
You don't want a purple demon, Tim?
That'd be interesting. Just as long as he doesn't wind up looking too much like Grimace.
I don't think he will.
here's the problem. I love it when Demon Balor comes out. I just love that version of Balor. I think everybody does. When was the last time he came out as a heel? Demon Balor.
I don't think he ever has come out as a heel demon.
That's just the thing. We've never seen a heel demon. Do we want to see a heel demon, or do we want to keep the streak going where he's only the demon when he's a babyface?
The problem is, if you bring the demon out, it's going to get cheered regardless.
That's what I'm alluding to.
And he would get some pretty good heat if they teased it and he just came out as him.
Bingo.
Like, you get the, like, classic demon music, but with, instead of red, you get purple. And he's wearing that little head thing with all the tentacles coming off of it and the smoke. And he's crawling out and that big build up, and he just pops up, and then the screen changes, the wings pop up, and it's just him, and he laughs at everybody. It would be huge.
If you want to get an entire stadium against you as a heel, there's not much more you could add to that, if anything at all. It doesn't make sense in this current incarnation of Finn Balor to come out as the demon. So I hope it doesn't happen.
You know, you don't want to see it happening, but who wins this match, Tim?
Who needs the win more?
You
who
tell me.
Who benefits more? Well, who benefits more from this win? I don't think it's a case at this point in time of either worker needing the win. Finn Balor beating Edge at Hell in a Cell skyrockets him. It really does. Does it end that particular storyline? Yeah, I don't know. What's that?
Please God, yes.
You're tired of it already, eh?
Unfortunately, this feud should have ended a few months ago, but unfortunately, due to Edge's commitments, they weren't able to.
Yeah. I, on a limb, I'm picking Finn.
Casey, you're picking?
I'm confidently picking Finn. Edge can take this loss. I don't know if Finn can, because they got, like, Edge and Beth got the win in the last match. So I think because it's the one-on-one, goes to Finn and elevates him.
Brent, you're going?
The last match they had, Edge and Beth won, correct?
That is what Casey just said.
I think moving forward, they need to elevate Finn, which means he'll need the win here. I don't think Edge winning Hell in a Cell will necessarily do anything for Edge to boost him, because, you know, he is already a Hall of Famer. He has a history, he has a storied career, doesn't really need a win here. So I'll give it to Balor only because I just think he needs it more. And plus also, a heel needs to win at some point.
So we're going to slow things down. One, remind you, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And two, it's time to showcase the women in tag team action. Because we talked about the men's showcase, now let's talk about the women's showcase. It is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez taking on Natalya and Shotzi, taking on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, and a good old-fashioned TBA.
The Tibba?
The Tibba, which I assume we're going to get announced tomorrow.
Hopefully.
Would make the most sense.
Not Friday.
Not Friday. It screws up a lot of my plans if it's Friday.
They need a big schmoz on Friday to sell the showcase.
Oh, do. God.
Huh.
It's going to be Chelsea and Carmella, isn't it?
It could be.
Well, no, because now it's Chelsea and Piper. Or Viper. Piper? No, it's Piper now.
It's Piper.
Yeah. Well, who are they supposed to be wrestling on for their, like, showcase qualifier, did they say?
I don't remember what I was saying.
Yeah.
I could see Chelsea sneaking her way into this.
Okay.
I can't think of anybody else that they could put in. Did they say why? Did they say why Carmella's no longer available? No, Teague's lost.
Teague's lost.
There'll be a last chance qualifier. It's
no,
fine.
Teague's and Emma lost. No, Teague's is not in it. Sorry.
Shut up, Rock.
You could put a wild card team like Candice and Nikki.
That's true. Maybe that's who they're facing on Monday.
Could be. So who comes out on top in the showcase?
Looking at all those names.
They have a lot of tag team history there.
Yes. There is a lot of tag team history for some of them. Not necessarily in the WWE as far as teaming goes. I mean, Liv and Raquel kind of, they were a team for a bit before the Elimination Chamber, so that's kind of okay. I don't think Shotzi and Natalya are going to win.
I like how his voice trailed on that, too. I don't think Shotzi and Natalya are going to win.
I mean, it just, they haven't been together very long. It doesn't make any sense.
And then you have an actual team with history.
Yeah, I think, well, because, I don't know, Ronda is seemingly now, whether or not her, I don't know if her injury was legit or not.
It is legitimate.
I think they're going to go with those two, like picking up where they kind of left off before she got hurt, regardless of who Team TBA is going to be. I think it's going to be Ronda and Shayna, which will then kind of put them in line for going after the actual women's tag titles.
Tim, who wins the showcase? Good analysis, Tim. All right. Good analysis. Brent, who's going to walk out of the showcase?
For me, if you're talking about WrestleMania, if you're talking about the showcase of the Immortals, the, you know, your big stars and everything, there are two big stars in this match. Don't get me wrong. You've got Raquel and Liv, you've got one up-and-comer, and you've got someone who the crowd loves. You've got Natalya and Shotzi. They're there. you've got a Tibba that's there. I mean, that's always a questionable. Yeah, no, it's going to be Ronda and Shayna. They could go in and lay waste.
Tim, do you agree that Ronda and Shayna win this?
No.
And who?
What I was trying to say, for some reason you put me on mute and then blamed it on me.
Yeah, that's how that
now,
works.
Haven't they been poisoning Raquel to be the latest, newest, strong woman in WWE?
Kind of, sort of.
And she's tagged up with Liv, little girl who's been there, done that.
Okay, so you're going Liv and Raquel then?
Well, you know, it's like Casey said, you know, Natty and
Shotzi.
Shotzi, yeah, very unlikely they win. Ronda and Shayna, too obvious.
Okay.
I think this is a perfect time to continue with Raquel's push. They've been going with it very slowly, and halted it a lot. And I think it's just time to resume it. And
do you not think that Raquel should have a singles push and not a tag team push?
Well, she could still have that push, and the tag team can be a temporary thing, but the push could still happen as part of a thrown together tag team. Don't you think?
I think if they're going to get behind Raquel the way that they are, they would put her up against the winner of the SmackDown women's title match.
I just have a hard time seeing them like suddenly doing that. Like this is a great opportunity to build her up for the women's title down the road.
Okay, so you're going Liv and Raquel.
I'm going to pick them.
Sticking with women's tag team wrestling, it is Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch taking on Damage Control. What do you think, Kish?
Well, if my pick in the showcase wins, it makes sense to me that those two go after Lita and Becky Lynch. Because having two heel tag teams fight doesn't make any sense. And I think Damage Control as tag team champs has run its course for now. So I'm going to pick Lita and Becky Lynch.
And Trish.
And, well, I mean, she's there. Unless they're going Freebird rules for both teams.
It's not a tag team title match. It is a six-woman tag team match.
Oh.
Trish, Lita, and Becky taking on all of Damage Control.
Yeah, I'm still picking the same thing.
Okay, because Lita and
I thought it was for the titles.
No, Becky and Lita already won the belts.
Yeah, yeah, no, I just thought it was...
No.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, still, well, same thing.
This is the ass-kicking revenge for the cheap shot a couple of weeks ago.
This is how they get Trish involved after bringing her in and then changing their mind however many weeks in a row they did it.
Mm-hmm. 1 week. It was 1 week they changed their mind.
Was it one? Yeah. I thought it was like two.
No, it was only one. She came in the following week when they had the tag title match. Tim, who do you have?
Not exactly for the same reasons Casey wound up picking them, but for the same reasons Casey wound up picking them and for my reasons. Team Nostalgia.
Burnt?
I'm going to go Damage Control for one reason.
Is it time to rock and roll?
The rumor is after this pay-per-view,
No.
What?
Premium live event.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you for the correction, producer.
You're still paying to view it on the stream.
It's a premium live event.
Yes, it is a premium live event. And
get on with it, Brent.
After this premium live event,
there you go.
Next one, the rumor going around is that the man is going to rock and roll. So, and she was kind of late to the party, so I think it's going to be one of those things where either Trish costs the match or get going out of this, because you still have Becky and Lita as the title holders, you're going to have Lita in the middle of this whole thing of like, this is my bestie, but this is my tag team partner. Oh God, what do I do? Which could also add a dynamic to this whole thing.
It could.
So for that, and because, dear God, they need something, Damage Control picks up a win here.
Okay.
Because they haven't really won anything.
We'll get back to the women's division here in a moment, but we have to talk about a banger after banger after banger for the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre.
I knew this was going to wind up being a three-way even before Friday happened.
Whoever wins this match is not going to show up on Monday.
No, because they show up on Friday.
Yeah, they work SmackDown.
True, but
they get 4 days to like lotion their chests,
ice bath, whatever they need to do, because they're all going to hurt.
This is three big, beefy men chopping meat.
God. So we all loved Clash at the Castle, right?
100%.
And now we add Drew to it.
Whew.
This is going to be fun.
This will be a genuine 100% authentic slobber knocker.
What's the Celtic term for it?
Fight?
Donnybrook, baby?
I thought that was the Irish one.
That's what Celtic is.
Yeah, Celt is Irish Scottish. It's the whole.
Oh, it's them together.
The Celts were the people of the island, essentially.
I mean, I don't know.
But coming out of this, I mean, as much as I'd love to see Gunther, you know, continue to elevate the Intercontinental title, I also think you can use this match to get it off of him, not, and you know, him not losing anything from it in terms of losing the title, and be able to move him on to something else. Maybe to a title shot with a certain Nightmare?
Or the new WWE Trios titles? I'm kidding.
JC, I hate you so much.
All of a sudden, I want some Doritos.
I hate you for putting that out into the universe.
Come on, it's fun.
No. The only way they'll introduce the Trios titles is if, after the show, someone goes on an epic rant in the post-game press conference.
Of course.
But no, this is going to be good. This is going to be fun. People are going to, like, need ice and icy hot and ointment and all the stuff after this match. Everyone will be cheering. Everyone will be ooing for a chop, any chop that's thrown.
Who wins?
This is kind of tough because I don't know who the heel necessarily is between Sheamus and Drew McIntyre.
Sheamus is the heel.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I mean,
Sheamus is always the jealous one. He's always jealous of Drew.
But remember how the rift started between the two this most recent time.
Thank you for adding that.
Hey, look, they're friends. They fight every so often. They're like Kevin and Sammy. They'll fight. They'll make up. They'll fight. They make up. They're a high school romance.
they're the Celtic Zane and Owens.
But the thing with it is, Drew, quote-unquote, eliminated Sheamus. And so it was that kind of thing, like, Drew's been a little bit more aggressive. He's been, you know, he tried to throw the Claymore, and he hit Walter or Gunther with it, but everyone was saying, was that meant for Sheamus? So I don't know if, like, coming out of this, if this is your chance to kind of turn Drew a little bit to make him a little more heel. But the thing is Sheamus naturally works better as a heel, except for doing his workout videos. There, he's just awesome.
Yes.
So again, I ask who wins.
If Sheamus wins, it's the Grand Slam, correct?
Yep.
What if Sheamus wins in 18 seconds to honor WrestleMania?
No. If this was a one-on-one match, I'd be more inclined to think that would happen. But because it's a three-way, I think that's impossible.
Yeah, I'll give it to Sheamus for this one, personally.
Keishu wins.
I also think they're going to put it on Sheamus. They've been mentioning the fact that he has never won the Intercontinental title quite a bit. Also, he has been with the company for a very long time, and I think from that standpoint, they'll probably give it to him. He does deserve it. It's something that most of us would agree he should have beat Walter at Clash of the Castle anyway, so I'm picking Sheamus.
Tim, who wins?
Well, Gunther will wind up dropping the title in favor of going into the main event and being one of the main opponents for the new heavyweight world champion, Cody Rhodes, eventually. But I don't think Gunther drops a title in this three-way match just yet. I think down the road, he is actually going to lose it in a single one-on-one match against Sheamus. Just not next week. Gunther retains.
Okay.
More dissent between Drew and Sheamus results.
Bianca Belair will defend her Raw Women's Championship against Asuka. Thoughts, Brent?
Bianca's had a great run. She's had a great run as champion. She's held that belt for...
Almost a year.
And her title reign has been fun.
It's been fun. She's been, you know, she's gone through people, but Dark Asuka has come along, and I think it's time for a change.
Why?
Because if Bianca wins here, then again, the question becomes, who's next? Because she's kind of run through everybody on Raw. That doesn't mean you can't move some people over, but especially in the Raw women's division, who are the credible threats?
You tell me.
It's kind of what I thought. But I mean, she's beaten Alexa, and I mean, we now know Alexa has been gone due to some health issues, and also because she was on The Masked Singer, and also because we don't really know what's happening in another situation. Nikki doesn't really feel like a championship contender right now. Becky's busy with the Legends. Damage Control is busy, and she's already kind of gone through Damage Control, especially Bayley. Doesn't feel like there's a lot left for Bianca to do or prove right now. And honestly, holding the belt for a year, great, great run. But also, I feel like with this change for Asuka, you kind of need to give it something to move it for.
All right. Tim, what do you think?
Well, this version of Asuka is Keishi and my favorite version, I do believe.
Agreed.
Yeah. And of course, this all stems from New Japan. Pretty much most of what Brent said, but in agreement, I don't think Bianca's ready for Asuka.
No?
Asuka wins.
Keishi?
I think the version of Asuka that we have now is setting up for the sort of run that Asuka had in NXT, where she's going to have a decent amount of time with the title, being that she is the Japan version of Asuka from days of yore. So I'm going to pick Asuka to win.
Okay.
I don't think Bianca dropping the title here is going to do anything against her. So.
Okay. Charlotte takes on Rhea. SmackDown Women's title. Cage.
I think Rhea should win. I think it would further give the Judgment Day the legitimacy that it needs going forward. I think from a storyline standpoint of how they fought at Pandemic WrestleMania, because I don't remember what number it is.
36.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So their match they had at 36, I think it kind of ties into that. They've done kind of a decent job of tying that in. As far as, like, I don't necessarily like how they've booked this over the last couple weeks. I'm not sure who the heel is and who the face is. You look at Rhea having to wrestle Damage Control on Monday, and then Charlotte cutting that promo on Friday that kind of felt a little heelish. I definitely wanted to kind of see this from the opposing standpoint of WrestleMania 36, where Rhea's the heel and Charlotte is the face. But for it feels to me like they're kind of swinging it back the other direction. And I don't know if that's so because they know that Rhea's going to get cheered over Charlotte, which is probably why. But it would have kind of been nice to see the opposite, them working on opposite sides of heel and face.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, though, I think Rhea's going to win this, so I'm picking Rhea.
Tim.
Can't add a whole hell of a lot to what Keishi said, but yeah, I'm picking Rhea, too.
Right.
Rhea gets her win back, ultimately. That's what we've been waiting for ever since Charlotte took the NXT title off of her, and everyone kind of was like, oh, okay, that happened. And it kind of stunted her growth a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This is her chance to get it back. This is her chance to kind of take that step again. And as Keishi pointed out, this is either a chance for her to help elevate Judgment Day, because this will be the first title that is won by the group. And she can, that at this point, they can point to it and be like, see, we told you, this group makes you better.
This her winning would legitimize the group more than Finn beating Edge.
Mm-hmm. But if you were to introduce, say, a new member after Raw, it would be a good statement if Finn beats Edge and Rhea beats Charlotte. And it's like, we took down, you know, two legends. We're the new pinnacle, essentially.
Yeah.
And you can bring in whoever you want or need to if you do that. Or you just let them go. The interesting thing with that is that would essentially put Rhea on SmackDown. So does that mean the whole group kind of shifts shows now?
They've been teasing it here and there.
Because we've already seen Dominic on SmackDown because of Rey. Rhea would now have the SmackDown title. And honestly, Judgment Day on SmackDown could kind of shake them up a little bit and give them a new life.
Yeah, it would freshen things up for them for sure. And like walking, quote unquote, walking onto a new show with all of that momentum based on how we've all picked would be really good for them.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go for that one. Two matches left. Seth freaking Rollins, Logan Paul. Thoughts, Keish?
It'll look cool.
It will that on the bumper sticker. It will look cool.
It'll look cool. I mean, you have to give Logan Paul credit. He is a pretty good wrestler. Putting him in a match against Seth Rollins will only do nothing but elevate him as a wrestler as far as putting together a match. So this will be a phenomenal match. It will be well put together. I think I want to give this to Seth Rollins because he needs the win, and Logan Paul doesn't need anything.
So
he can come out wearing his Pokemon card and carrying his Prime drink, and that's all he needs.
So Tim, do you back up Keishi with the phrase, it will look cool?
Can see some definite cool spots happening.
Will this match go viral on Toktik?
I don't give a fuck because I don't know what Toktik is.
Well, see, it's a clock, and when the seconds go around, it makes a Toktik sound. And if you look at it, it tells you what time it is.
Does it tell you the time, though, or do you have to read it?
No, it'll tell you because when it hits the top of the hour, a little birdie comes out and yells at you.
So it's for the visually impaired.
100%. So
okay, that makes
sense. You should probably get it.
Just so long as it's not TikTok, because TikTok is banned in my house. Anyway, this is a
Hold on. TikTok.com/WTRLife. Go subscribe, follow, do the things. I think that's our handle. Anyway, continue.
Don't do that. Anyway.
We have a TikTok.
I think that's our handle. That's the best.
I think that's the handle that we're going to go check. Tim,
chill the hell out of it, Rock. Do it.
Make your point, Tim. Yeah, it's our handle. Continue, Tim.
This is not for a title. And what's his name has said that he wants to be a WWE star and actually, you know, show up and wrestle regularly. He's proven he can actually hang, which surprised the hell out of me. It really did. I still don't like the guy. Probably never will.
You're not supposed to.
That's beside the point. I'm not talking about the character. I'm talking about the actual person.
Not supposed to.
Yeah, I still think you're not supposed to.
But still tracks.
I'm talking, you know, personally. Anyway.
We're agreeing with that. You're not supposed to.
Anyway, you're worried about Seth winning. Seth needs to win. Seth's at the point now where losing isn't killing him. He can win and lose with the best of them and still carry what he's got with the fans. That's not going away anytime soon. He's got them in his back pocket, and they're going to stay there, whether he's a babyface, a heel, or a tweener.
I just don't want Logan Paul's first win to be against Seth Rollins.
I got bad news for you. I think it's happening. I think Seth is going to put him over. I don't want it to happen. I just think it's going to.
I believe he beat The Miz.
Did he beat The Miz?
At SummerSlam?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Wait a minute. He did beat Miz.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So Miz
was it at a premium live event?
It was SummerSlam. Because Miz turned last WrestleMania. They built it for SummerSlam. Miz lost at SummerSlam.
That's right.
With the skull-crushing finale, I believe.
Probably.
We went, ooh, and ah.
It looked cool.
So, Tim, you're...
There's going to be a new t-shirt in Casey's Redbubble shop.
It's going to look cool.
It's going to look cool. So, Tim, you're going...
Yeah, it's going to be a silhouette wearing sunglasses.
And the type will be Comic Sans.
The coolest font of them all.
Will there be a Pokemon card?
Right on. Maybe.
No, because I don't want to get sued.
All right, Tim, you are going Logan Paul then?
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm choking on my dinner, but yeah, Logan Paul.
Brent, will it look cool?
oh, it'll look cool, but everything about this match build has been in Logan Paul's favor. Traditionally, when that happens, it means there will be a comeuppance in the end. Every time we've seen Logan Paul, he's gotten the one-up on Seth. The past two times, he's knocked Seth out. He's gonna get cocky, he's gonna be brash. He's gonna fall victim to the Seth Rollins effect, essentially. So with that, like I said, with everything that the build has been showing, I have to go Seth on this. It'll be something where, like, Seth hits a top rope curb stomp or something to make it look epic. And Paul will still look great, he'll still be able to carry forward, but it just kind of, like, needs to even out, in my opinion.
So, we opened with the match that's gonna close WrestleMania. We're gonna close with the match that's opening WrestleMania. Austin Theory, John Cena, United States Championship, Tim.
Austin Theory's gonna win and retain the title. Yeah. Am I looking forward to this match? Meh.
So what you're saying, you're going to open WrestleMania 39 with a heel going over.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you telling me that it's the first time, this will be the first time a heel has won an opening match?
But you want to start it off with a big pop and a big win.
I just got a funny feeling that more people are going to be saying Cena sucks than booing Theory.
I don't think so. Fans love them John Cena now. Do you agree, Cage, with Tim, that Theory's going over?
Which one?
I said Cage.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm busy looking at Googling what John Cena is currently working on right now to see if he actually has any any ongoing commitments.
He does. That is why he was able to show up for one Monday Night Raw.
If Austin Theory loses, what does that do for Austin Theory? Does it kill him? Does John Cena winning the United States Championship do anything for him if he's only going to stick around until the next night and maybe gets back to Austin Theory? Is the company behind Austin Theory enough to get John Cena to give him the rub at WrestleMania? These are all the questions swirling in my head that I don't know the answers to. It makes sense to have a babyface go over to open the show, but it doesn't make sense for Austin Theory to lose that title and have no reason to be stuck up D-bag who thinks he's better than everybody else. Just gonna go ahead and flip a coin. I'm gonna pick Austin Theory because the coin told me to.
There you go.
Because the coin told you to. Alright, Brent, what do you think?
Fuck it, I'm gonna be different.
You Austin already are.
Austin Theory, you can't see the title anymore. It's gonna go to John. Even if for a night, John can go in and possibly do one match on Raw, drop the title, maybe to a debuting star, who knows?
Oh, an open challenge?
He can do an open challenge, and either, you know, someone like Lashley could come along and beat him for it, or, you know, a Switchblade could show up, although I feel like that you probably need to explain who he is a little bit more before that happened. Or Theory could lay waste to John Cena and try and get heat back that way and win his title and leave the legend laying. He could go into WrestleMania cocky and then realize, shit, I got one up. Time to take out the other guy. Mm-hmm. Or time to take him out on the next night.
I'm going to add to my pick.
Okay.
I still say Theory is going to win the Saturday. This is the opening match on Saturday, right, Rock?
That is what has been announced, yes.
And it's going to happen. Theory is going to knock Cena out. Cena's going to wind up in the hospital, concussed. He'll wake up, look at the nurse and say, where the hell am I? The nurse is going to say, I see you. And Cena's going to say, no, you can't.
Oof.
Okay, so Tim has Theory and bad joke.
Dad joke.
Whatever.
Dad joke, bad joke. What's the difference?
I just added that to your pick.
I mean,
which means no matter what happens, you still lose.
Even when I win, I lose.
And that is WrestleMania.
Which means we're done for tonight, Rock.
It does.
However, the Wild Talk Radio Network continues on the road to WrestleMania starting next Saturday, kicking off tomorrow night, immediately following the go-home show of Raw. It's the Raw Post Show.
It is, in fact, the Raw Post Show. Mondays, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll talk all things Go Home WrestleMania edition of Raw tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Eastern.
You heard us squawk about WrestleMania, give you our predictions. We haven't heard from Lindsay Ward. However, you will Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, with another edition of the multi-award-winning The Rock Radio Show. And, of course, The Rock will be tagging along with Lindsay.
We'll be live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview WrestleMania.
Woohoo! And, of course, you guys are going to be doing something Saturday night following night one of Mania, aren't you?
It'll be the Rack Extra Reviews WrestleMania Day 1. Once the final bell hits, we will be live to talk all things WrestleMania Day 1.
Will that lead into CB Radio?
No, because this is going to start at midnight-ish. So there is no CB Radio.
Or as close as they can get to it.
Or as close as we could get. Not this week. CB Radio is back on the 8th.
So,
no, I meant as close as WrestleMania could end to midnight-ish.
I know what you meant.
There you go. Yeah.
But before we plug next Sunday, Tim, there's other things happening this week.
I was about to. Go ahead.
There are other things happening on Tuesday night. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Twitch. We'll have simulations for day one of WrestleMania. Then on Wednesday, we'll have day two. And if they don't actually split the days, we're going to make it up. But you'll have two nights of simulations because there's 13 matches, and I'm not sitting through 13 matches in one night. So we're splitting it up in two, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now let's talk about Sunday, Tim.
Well, Sunday will be night two of WrestleMania, and everybody's going to watch it because they watched night one and they want to watch night two. But after that, you're going to want to tune in to WTR Sunday Night Live WrestleMania review with all of us here.
Both nights reviewed in one night, next Sunday night, right after the show.
It's like watching the show without the commercials and promos.
The Rack will review WrestleMania Day 2 the following Thursday on the 6th of April. And then for programming considerations, The Rack will then be off the air until May 4th. So put it in your calendars.
May the 4th be with us all.
Just want to make
Star Wars Day.
Just want to make all the programming notes available to everybody. The Rack is off the air after our WrestleMania coverage for a month.
There you go. Well, you know, vacation time is vacation time. Everybody needs a break once every decade.
Lindsay's going on a vacation.
Yay!
That being said, don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias for news and updates, Rock.
It is Wild Talk Radio on Instagram and on Twitter. It's WTR Live on TikTok or TokTik, however you want to say it. Why not plug it? Do the things. Go to youtube.com/RackRadioShow. We have daily shorts of mashup WrestleMania intros. They're also on the TikToks as well, and sometimes on the Instagrams. But you can check them out, youtube.com/RackRadioShow. We're going to have one all the way up through WrestleMania, so check them all out. They're fun and exciting. It's WTR Sunday Night on the Facebook and the Twitters.
Oh, the Twitters. I'm on the Twitters at Flames Forums. You will never, ever find me on the TikTok because it's banned. Anyway, that being said, follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums. Absolutely everything going down. If you're a hockey fan, get ready. The playoffs are just around the corner. Yes, I'm tweeting about hockey, but I'm also showing you pictures of work that I've done, construction, renovation, whatever it is, fixing things. I'm telling more bad dad jokes and just coming up with general whatevers. It's entertaining. Keishi's like doing Instagram and Twitter and Redbubble, aren't you, Keishi?
I do more Twitter than Instagram or Redbubble. But yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kyle Driver. As Tim always puts it when I'm not here, just take the word pile driver, replace the P with a K. And then you can find a link to my online Redbubble store in the description of each of those places. Should you feel free to peruse and buy yourself a sticker or t-shirt or things with logos and stuff on it.
And you should actually do that because Keishi is an authentic, actual, verified, bona fide professional wrestler.
So they say.
Who has merchandise. So, like, buy his merch, guys. Do it. You hear me begging you to buy mine? You don't even go to my damn Redbubble, steinsdesigns.redbubble.com. But, like, you know, Keishi is a professional wrestler. He needs your support. Show him your love. And besides, he's a friend of mine.
Brent's on Twitter.
Should we let Brent talk about his Twitter?
100%.
Sure. So I have Twitter. You can find me at Kane Kittens. Yeah, you can follow my diatribes there. My comments about other companies, wrestling, just general opinions at Kane Kittens. Also follow Blame Rops there.
There you go. And I do believe that's it for the night, everybody. Have yourselves a great week. Enjoy WrestleManias! Because it's a two-night event. And join us for WTR Sunday Night Reviews WrestleMania.
Also enjoy any of the other wrestling that's going on during this week if you so choose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just be a fan of wrestling in general and enjoy all of it. That being said, we're done, Keishi. I'm glad that you finally came back. We missed you. But it's time for you to say goodnight.
Good night, everybody.
WildTalkRadio.com.